Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Amazed at what I am, I say what I think that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
And good morning, listeners. Dislike that. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
We're on. Perfect. Good morning, listeners. Dislike that. Apologies for that. We've got a little bit of a sound delay on as per usual. So good to have you in. Welcome to the Fire Up Show. I'm your host, Marcus Pickles. Very good to be here. I had ACDC last night, so that was always good. A bit of a late one, but yeah, good to be here. And we might even throw out a bit of a tribute to the great band that was ACDC later in the show. And welcome to my left, as we do most days, Hercules. How are you, brother?
Very good, very good. Good morning, listeners. Good to be here.
Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. And Nathan, what's happening, brother?
Morning, listeners. Morning, everyone.
And where have you come from today, young man?
McDonald's across the road.
McDonald's. Actually, it was all right this morning, wasn't it?
It was all right. We've had our pick me up coffee in the morning, so
we have
said hello to all the locals here, and here we are.
Yeah, they're very welcoming today.
They're in a good mood. Everyone's up and about. So
they are. Maybe they've got something else than coffee to get them up and about, but that is okay. We've only got a small crew this morning, but three stars is better than something else. But yeah, Herky, what's been happening, mate?
Good to get a seat at this table, Pickles. Heaps, man. Heaps. Yeah, just getting around the traps. Obviously, spruiking picnic day to all the members, reminding them to scan the QR code, download your ticket, get all that ready, because the last thing you want to do is rock up to picnic day and stand there trying to scan a poster and taking that 10-15 minutes while the kids want to get in there and jump on rides and get some food. So just really remind the members that's coming up. And yeah, just sort of also really harping on about the fact that Christmas is coming and safety first. Slow it down a little bit. Now take that step back. Doesn't have to be done by Christmas, you know. Your life and being at that table, at that Christmas table with your family is more important.
Yeah, 100%, mate. I think it's been a really full-on week across the industry, not just for us at the Plumbers, but also from the CFMEU. We won't get into that as there's a few things going on, but I know a lot of people are hurting with various things that have been happening across the industry. I know us personally, a few things that did definitely rock us. But yeah, guys, if you do need anything, just reach out to people. I think we are in an industry where we are really lucky to have those support networks. We're lucky to have an amazing group of reps. I noticed that one of my reps did his Blue Hats training yesterday as well, Dave Shembury, which is just another asset we can use for all the members on site, and obviously we've got Incolink there as well. So guys, just wanted to touch on that. If you are struggling, please do reach out. Christmas can be a happy time and a pretty lonely time as well for people.
He's a jack of all trades, Dave, isn't he? He'll knock you out in the boxing ring, but he'll speak to you just mate, after make sure you're all right.
He's doing a great job, mate. So proud of you, Dave. You're doing a good job out there, brother. And yeah, what else, Herky?
Just on the members reaching out, there was a lot of members from a particular roofing company that I really want to mention, but I was told I'm not allowed to. But one particular roofing company, the members reached out, and the boss thinks it's okay to work in the rain and to relocate in the rain, and they're in breach of their agreement.
Oh, so yeah.
Big shout out to especially Johnny. Johnny's on the front foot with that, and dealt with that situation.
Well done, Johnny. Well done,
Johnny. It's just, I just can't believe it. You know, this close to Christmas, like I said, they've got a boss pushing the workers, our members, to work in the rain. It's just
relocating in the rain. Just they seem to forget everything that they've been doing for the last 20, 30 years. And it's just push, push, push. And everyone's under the pump now.
And shout out to the multiple members that reached out and let us know, because that's what it's about.
100%, Herc. So I think I had one yesterday. I called up the foreman was being a bit of a what have you. And I said, mate, he's working in the rain. He's got the boys working in the rain. He said, no, that doesn't seem like him. That's not him at all. I said, mate, I've got three photos. Oh, do you reckon they're of them? I said, mate, yeah, they're definitely them working in the rain. So, guys, as we said, it's not just for the agreement. It's also the fact that you're doing a high-risk task in the rain. You're probably going to be sick as well. If you 100%. Need some assistance, call your organiser. We love to deal with those situations. Trust me, we get a lot of those calls.
And if anything happens to you and it's raining, you slip, you hurt yourself, the first thing they're going to do is say you shouldn't have been working in the rain anyway. You know, like they're going to point the finger at you and blame you for it. And then, you're not really doing anyone any favours by working in the rain. So,
just
don't do it. Ducks don't walk around in the rain, do they? They get out of the rain. So I'm chickens. Sure we can.
Same as chickens. I reckon I owned a couple of chickens that used to just love the rain, but we won't get into that. It's good that we're getting around to the jobs. People do love seeing us. And Herky, you're obviously pushing the message with IncoLink and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. So I believe 8,000 of our members would have received an email in the last 24 hours.
Yep.
I wasn't one of them. So sort of playing catch up. I know, Nathan, you received that email.
A couple of blokes on site did get an email. So if you do get an email and a text message from IncoLink, it talks about registering with IncoLink. So it doesn't mean you're not getting IncoLink. Like your employer's still paying into it, hopefully. But it means you haven't registered through the worker link. So which worker link, you got to go on the website and register through that, and also download the app, IncoLink app, and just fill it out, register, and then they're just trying to get all their ducks in a row so they can set up for a bit of a dividend at the end of the year, which is awesome, which is a bit of extra top up for the members, CFMU members, Plumbers Union members. So get an extra bank account and don't tell the missus and go shopping. So
100%. And what an initiative, actually. Like it's
great.
It's a pretty crazy sort of concept. And a lot of our members do have a considerable amount of money in there, which is great. It's a great thing to do.
100%.
And so imagine if you had 100 grand in there, you know what I mean? You'd be absolutely laughing.
Yeah,
absolutely
100%.
Laughing. So. No, it's a...
The Sparkies on site aren't really happy about it.
They're not.
You know, they're all bringing it up and they're like, what's this dividend? Where's our dividend? So, sorry.
We can hold one up against them.
Get a win.
Well, according to Troy, we're the lowest paid, so we need it, don't we?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And Nathan, you're still down at the Arts Centre, brother. They've got the statue of you unveiled out at Footscray.
You next to big Chris Bakoyanis.
Big Chris. Still at the Arts Centre, mate. So on that project there. So just kicking off, still doing the refurb of the stage. Hopefully it's push, push, push. I want to finish it off by hopefully towards the end of the year, early next year. And they've got shows booked in for March. We're doing the refurb. There's a heap of work going on outside. New truck lifters where trucks going to come in through City Road, park on the truck lift and then go down to level two and unload for the shows and that. So there's a bridge going over City Road to over as well with a green package worth a couple of $100 million just in landscaping out there. So there's a lot going on in that precinct, and a whole new building, another lend lease project. Just it's separate job, but it's the same job, if it makes sense. So I'll probably retire out there, I reckon.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a great job. It's a good job.
That next one, you got your organizer out there, Big Bad Billy Ramsey.
Big Billy, yep. He's he pops his head in every.
Were there yesterday, man, Billy?
He was.
He took us for a bit of a tour around the job.
And it's good.
His knees were quite sore after that.
you can't blame the great man.
No, that's it. No, Billy's good. So it's a good job. Good subbies out there. It's a small crew at the moment, but it will explode and it will take a whole heap of members, which is good. So it will eventually.
Who's out there?
I've got at the moment, I've got Wilson's, Ellis Air, Entire Fire, National Pipes, ITI, and you get a few other subbies that come and go, but yeah, they're the majors out there. So yeah, it's good cruise.
Oh, it's good, mate. It's you've been pretty you've been lucky to have a good group, and they're lucky to have you on that job as well. Yeah. We'll regress a little bit. We've got some as the union progresses, obviously, we progress, and we've got a new employee through IncoLink, / the union, Jackie Sims Coots, who will be doing a women, I guess they call it a women's field officer. So she'll be heading around to all the sites. If you are a female in the industry, whether you're working for RAW or you're working directly for a company, please reach out. Jackie would love to come out and see you. You're welcome to speak to your organiser, give one of us a call, and we can also let Jackie know where you're working. And obviously, in an industry like construction, there can be challenges being a female or being anyone for that fact. But yeah, Jackie's there to support you. I've known Jackie since she's a first-year apprentice. She's a great girl, a great woman, and yeah, she's there to support you as well. So yeah, let us know, guys. It's a good thing to have on board, and yeah.
Well done, Jackie.
Yeah, I had a good conversation with Jackie yesterday about her role, and like I said, Pickles, yeah, she definitely wants to get around and meet every single female member that we have. And to be honest, there's quite a lot now. It's not like there's five or ten just hanging out on a government job. There's women on every single job now.
Yeah.
So she's got her hands full.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's going to grow more and more. And in saying that, she did say to me yesterday, if there's any females out there looking to get into plumbing, to let her know. So by doing that, let an organiser know, or your on-site delegate, get her number and give her a call, because she is looking.
Yeah, and that's an amazing opportunity as well. Like, you can see what, at the end of the day, if you're working, especially in commercial, especially in the EBA sector, it's really turns a job into a career. You know, you can, potentially, if you're finishing school at 18 and then you're coming out qualified at 22, you're gonna be a big step in front of probably the people that are going to university.
Hex fees and
You listen to some of the richest people, some of the smartest people in the world, whether or not you think they're smart or not. But the boss of NVIDIA and Elon Musk, and they're saying, well, who's the next sort of group of wealth? Who's the key jobs that you don't think are going to get taken over by AI? And they say plumbers and sparkies are going to be the most in demand and sort of jobs that that people need and people want.
Yeah,
100%. So guys, it's a pretty good career, you know what I mean? So
100%, it's a good career, and you know,
look at us.
You meet some good people along the way as well, which is part of the journey, which is the most important thing. So
100%, you can look at us as sort of in the group here. It is obviously very diverse as well, which is good. Everyone's welcome. You know what I mean. You don't have to be intimidated. And I know that yourself, Herc, you're doing a little bit of stuff around there, which you can let us know at a later date or now, whatever you want, just in regard to inspiring some people. And
me personally, I've sort of gone back to my old high school and jumped on the alumni program and just helping those year 10s that are at that crossroads where do they want to do an apprenticeship? Do they want to stay in school? Because that was where my mindset was at year 10. And I stuck it out and finished year 12, and I probably should have left at year 10, to be honest, and done an apprenticeship. So sort of going back there and helping those kids out and
help
with the career days. It's a pretty special thing to do as well, mate. Like, that's the thing. If you can, like, a conversation can change someone's life at the end of the day. And if you resonate with a couple of people that that you head out there and do that kind of thing, I think it's a great work, Herc. And that's the thing that people don't see, I think, a lot of the time, that guys, us as union officials, it's not just about going on sites and putting up posters and shaking hands. We actually do have a crack and get out there and do those sort of things as well. So
yeah, 100%. Just trying to help people and inspire people and a bit of guidance. Some kids just need guidance in their lives.
Well, same as me. I think I had three careers before I was at the age of 18. You know, it's definitely
McDonald's, KFC, and Red Rooster.
What's that? Yeah, and I never worked at a fast food joint. I probably should have. Good processes, Herky. Good processes. So yeah, Herks, we've obviously got a pretty big day in the industry tomorrow. Just with I know we didn't name names last time, but we did touch on it last show, the passing of Scott Dowsett, obviously a giant of the industry, just not just in Australia but obviously across the world. across Australia. I think he has around about 5 or 6 different companies. So Pathways, Cook and Dowsett, Rosanna in Tasmania. How do you say Tasmania? Tasmania, that's the one. Also, I got the Gas Guy. Amongst many other names. He's done a lot for the industry across Australia, previous president of the Master Plumbers. Obviously he's got that relationship with the unions as well. That also goes across the world to the States, where he's had a big impact over there. His passing's going to leave a really big hole in the industry. So, Scotty, rest in peace, mate. It's going to be a big day, Herx, tomorrow.
Yeah, down at Marvel Stadium, 1 o'clock, the Victory Room, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. So we'll be seeing people from all over the world, like you said. America's flying in.
Mm. They've got a couple of Americans coming tonight for dinner.
I think they're... Are they?
Yeah, I think they're coming out tonight. So I think there's a few of the boys are catching up with them tonight for dinner.
Full table, I believe.
Full table.
Yep, full table.
So they'll be doing that. And then we will be all heading down there. All of our delegates will be in attendance. All our organisers, all of our, I think from our union alone, there'll probably be about 100 people.
Easy. Plus across the states as well.
Queensland, New South Wales are also coming down.
Yeah.
I think Paris will be coming down from Queensland.
Yeah. Hi, Paris, if you're listening, I hope you remember my sticker for my car.
Good on you, Paris.
We'll be a really big, a big day, and obviously our condolences go out to Scott's family, his friends, workmates. I know that myself and Herx did some toolboxes, didn't we, mate, out with the boys from Cook and Dowsett, and there were some pretty emotional people, as you could imagine, people having worked with him for probably over 30 years in some points. It's a pretty big thing. But guys, we are exactly halfway through the show. I'm going to see if I can work this song out. I did see ACDC last night. They do not actually play this song live. I was asking my father-in-law why, but it is after Bon Scott died. They've never played it again live. So I will put it over to a song and we can go from there. Just like that, a bit of Akadaka to get us going in the morning. Fantastic.
So good.
Had a great time last night, guys. What a performance. Can't believe they're still rocking. I was worried they're going to have a heart attack the whole time. But we'll segue into the most important part of the show. Hercules, we had a very significant day the other day. I'll let you go towards that one, mate.
Yeah, it's not official yet, but our very good friend, our former president, Nazar, will be retiring at the end of the year.
What a champion.
Well done, Nazar.
So he's over 50 years of membership. He's a life member now.
Well-liked person.
Very well-liked. The members love him. The members love him on the job. He gets around them all. He's quick to get those free C-bus pencils and hand them out to the members. He's just a veteran and just an all-round good bloke. So we went out there about a week ago, me, Billy, Jake, done a toolbox of the membership and, spoke about the good times, and I think Billy nearly got emotional talking about Nazar.
Yeah, and I heard Bill was on fire that day, actually. It's good to see the masters at work with him and Jake having a bit of a chinwag to the boys, and I'm sure Naz appreciated. I think hopefully the gold watch is in the mail, Naz.
But he will be coming on before the end of the year. He wants to come onto the radio show and say goodbye to all the members and Because he's met quite a lot of, over the journey of 50 plus years.
Yeah, for sure. It's he would have seen a lot of changes across the industry. He's been in the industry almost longer than you've been alive, Nathan.
Yeah, just. Yeah, no, it speaks a lot about him. So he's helped a lot of people. He's got a lot of the young delegates as well. I know, when I first started, I used to call NASA for advice and how to go about things. And he's a monster off the industry. He's a big guy, and you can hear his voice from two buildings away.
The big booming voice.
The big booming voice of his. So, but no, he's done an awesome job. He's contributed a lot, and he's passed it down to the younger guys. And everyone I speak to, like other delegates from the ETU, CFMU, they always ask about NASA. Where's NASA? How's NASA? NASA, apparently he used to put on some good lunches just for himself. But
a larger than life personality. I remember when I was, I would have been a second year apprentice, I think, and I was on a job with NASA, and he goes, fellas, if you ever need to use my tools are over there. And I thought, Naz, I think we don't use the lead beaters anymore, mate. But it actually really, it stuck in my mind when he offered me that. I was probably pretty nervous young kid, and he said, mate, you need these. There's my tools.
Yeah, that's right.
He always makes everyone feel really, really welcome on the jobs, and makes people feel special as well. Which
everyone loves him. Yeah.
As a union official, whether it be an organizer or a rep, if you've got that connection with people, it's it's pretty good. So, Naz, we can't wait to have you on the show.
Well done, Nazza.
Congratulations. Yep. It's a special moment. What about you, Nathan? Anything else before we're getting towards the end of the show? Is there anything pressing that we wanted to touch on going on in your world?
No, nothing too exciting. The AFL is expanding to the top 10, so Essendon might have a chance of winning a finals game.
And this was going to segue quickly.
Three Bomber fans here, so.
I was going to say, travel insurance, for the membership, don't forget to put in for your travel insurance, but for us, keep September free next year, because, the finals.
Yep.
Expand
lock
to 10
it in,
teams.
Mate. And lock it in.
Essendon has a chance of potentially winning a final.
I'll tell you what will happen. We'll finish seventh, and then we'll end up getting
bomb out.
We'll get
smacked by the 10th place team. But
exactly right.
Nah, but nothing too exciting, mate. Just looking forward to the break. Just Christmas isn't too far away. It's a good time of year just to, wind down. Everyone's put in the hard yards for the year, and it's good just to switch off the alarm, spend some time with loved ones, family, friends. And enjoy the summer in Melbourne. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and what was my memory is like a goldfish, like a lot of our officials. But Herc, how many we on Good Friday? How many people did we have put travel insurance in?
I believe we had 14 members put in the travel insurance on Good Friday, and office staff do not work Good Friday, so that didn't work.
So let's get our travel insurance in before the end of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice and early.
If you can do it, you can do it now if you want. before we go, I'll just say, guys, us as a union, we are there for you. So we do have a few changes, obviously, with IncoLink, with travel insurance. If you do need a hand and you're doing your head in, just reach out to an official. They'll probably send one of the blokes that can use a computer, like me, Herc, or Warwick. We'll head down and we can help you with those sort of things. And we can also, with the mental health stuff, guys, reach out, please do. We've already had a tough couple of weeks, so
100%.
Guys, if you do,
we'll just quickly pay tribute to the two people we lost, my brother and sister at the CFMU.
100%, mate.
Last week, it's just tragic. So,
heart goes out to the CFMU. They're doing it tough at the moment, but we're all there to help each other, and we'll get through it.
We are most definitely, Nathan. We are one family. We are there for each other, and we'll go from there. We'll have any shout outs before we head off, guys.
Oh, we haven't mentioned him yet, so I've got to mention Joffa. So shout out to Joffa down to Westgate. He'll be finishing up soon, I think. So that's nearly three years down there.
They might have to vote him back up.
He's due for... Well, they vote him back up.
Exactly right.
He's due to come on, actually.
Yeah, and Tuna, Steve, thanks for the text, mate. It's always, I know that you're killing it down with Wilson's on your new job. What a great representation of the union that guy is. Also, congratulations to my rep, Dave Shembury, on his second win. One in the second round, TKO or knockout, had a really, really hard week leading in, where the goalposts constantly change, had to do a 6K shred, Yeah. And yeah, Dave, we're really proud of you, mate. Well done.
Well done, mate.
Nathan, anyone before you want
to? I know one of the Peggy from the Arts Centre will be listening. Our good mate, Paul Roundy.
Roundy, what a legend.
He's a gentleman of a bloke. So he said he was going to listen in today. So I'll make sure I say g'day, Roundy. He promised a new pie warmer today for the site because someone put it in spaghetti and turned it up to 190 degrees in a plastic container, so that's stuck to the grill.
That's a bomb waiting.
Roundy said he's getting a brand new one today, so
he's a good man. Wait
and see. We love Roundy. He does so much. He's a gentleman, and you know he's a legend of the industry as well.
Yeah, well done, mate. Well, yeah, thank you very much, listeners. Good luck, everyone, tomorrow with Scott's funeral. It's going to be a big day, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.